Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the El.En. Full Year 2016 Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Simona D'Agostino, IR and Financial Communication. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon to everybody, and good morning in the U.S. You are here today for the full year 2016 results of El.En. Group. Here with me, there's Andrea Cangioli, CEO, and Enrico Romagnoli, Finance Director of the group. I'm going right now to read the safe harbor of El.En. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing the company's beliefs, plans, objectives, estimates, or expectations of possible future results or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risks, including general economic and business conditions, and conditions in the industry we operate, and may be affected should the assumptions turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statement can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance, or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation about the contents, nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. Now I'm ready to leave the floor to Andrea. Please go ahead and enjoy the call.
Good morning or good afternoon. Thank you for joining us in this conference call for the financials of 2016 that we just released a couple of days ago. With a very solid performance in the fourth quarter of 2016, marking an 18.5% revenue growth and a 47% EBIT growth, we closed the year 2016 marking financial results that were well above expectation and guidance as displayed at the beginning of the year, and also as updated after the very encouraging results of the previous quarters of 2016. We are very proud and excited about our 2016 results, which showed 16% revenue growth, overcoming the threshold of 250 million euro, and 28% EBIT growth, which was 28% more than in 2015. We feel that the market position we gained on our main markets is very strong today, and that our reference markets are enjoying a favorable trend. I'd like to remind that we are well-positioned to satisfy the increasing demand for medical and aesthetic laser treatments. Aesthetic treatments are requested due to a social pressure that calls to resist to the effect of aging, and in general terms, to have a better, slimmer, younger look. People are prepared to pay in cash in order to obtain these goals. Medical laser treatments are increasingly demanded because they are very effective and minimally invasive, therefore less painful and disruptive for the patients, and less expensive for the institution, whether private or public, that is delivering the service. Finally, for what concerns industrial lasers, we are addressing the more dynamic set of manufacturers, the ones that want to improve flexibility and quality of their production processes, the ones that want to lead in the quality and innovation competition. Our success in China makes evident that in the most important manufacturing market of the world, where industries struggle to improve from high volume, low cost, low quality level they have been considered up to today, to a higher quality and flexibility model to which laser manufacturing is very often a necessary tool and complement. As you can see from the slides that we have provided you as a support to this conference call, growth was well over 10% in both our reference markets, close to 23% in the industrial lasers, and close to 13% in the medical laser. Both very interesting growth rates. Very interesting growth rates. As you can see, finally, in the slide, which shows the consolidated revenue from the beginning of our listing on the Nuovo Mercato and then on the STAR segment, we are experiencing a constant growth in revenue and in income from operation starting from year 2012. I would like at this point to turn the call to Enrico Romagnoli, who will give you the details of our financials.
Thank you, Andrea. Good morning to everybody. The year 2016 is the best year of the history in the history of the group in terms of consolidated revenues and in terms of EBIT, as Andrea already said. And all the main activities of the group all around the world give a positive contribution to these results. In industrial sectors, we mentioned the two joint ventures in China for laser cutting system increased in revenue over 38%, but also Cutlite Penta, based in Florence, for cutting and marking laser system increased in revenue over 22%. Looking to in the medical sector, Quanta System, our company based in Milan, for medical and aesthetic laser system, increased in revenue over 28%. And Asclepion, based in Germany, increased in revenue over 22%. Both main business of the group registered double-digit growth, and the exchange rates, especially US dollar, yen, and renminbi, don't have a material impact on sale, only half millions due to the devaluation of renminbi and revaluation of yen versus euro. Looking in the figures of the profit and loss, we can see the gross margin was 110 millions of euro, up 15% on the 96 millions of euro of last year, with a slight reduction on impact on revenue due to a sales mix in which the weight of sales in of industrial sector, especially in China, is higher than in the previous year. So it means that we can have a good return in terms of income from operation, but with a lower gross margin. There was a positive leverage effect of the fixed cost. Operating costs were 33 million of euro, with a 12% increase compared to the 28 million of euro of last year. And the impact reduced from 31% to 12.7%. And in the same consideration, we can do also about staff cost that amounted to 46 million of euros, showing an increase of 9% compared to the 42 million euro in the same period of last year. And the staff cost included stock option this year for an amount of 0.2 million of euros. At the end of the year, the employees of the group were over 1,000. Up from 965 at the end of last year. And the new arrivals have affected especially the Chinese subsidiary in Wenzhou for the new plan. EBITDA was 52 million of euro, up on the 25.6 million of euro as of last year, with an increase of 26%. And moreover, the EBITDA margin improved from 11.8% to 12.8%. EBIT was 27.6 million of euro, up on the 21.5 as of last year, with 11% margin on revenue, up from the 9.9% of last year, and well over the group benchmark of 10%. Income before taxes was 52 million euro, up on the 23 million, and the profitability was positive, affected by the capital gain of 23 million euros on the disposal of Rosidia. 1 million of Sinosur shares took place in April with a total proceeds of 45 million euro approximately. Net income was over 40 million euro, net of 9.7 million of income taxes, with a tax rate of 18%, thanks to the partial tax exemption of the capital gain on Sinosur shares. Looking to the fourth quarter, it was a strong quarter, as mentioned by Andrea, where the group recorded very good results in terms of revenue, with an increase over 18%, as a combined result of a medical sector increasing of 70% and industrial sector increasing of 20%. EBIT was at 7.8 million, up over 47%. And the pre-tax result was positively affected by foreign exchange gains, particularly on assets on US dollar, so cash and account receivable. About balance sheet, we can see that total non-current asset decreased because we sold our equity investment in Sinosur, and net working capital decreased for 5 million respect to the previous year. Net financial position increased of 53 million of euro, mainly due to the operating activity and to the sales of Sinosur shares for 45 million of dollars. During the second quarter, the group paid dividends for a total amount of 6.4 million of euros. And we record that net and financial position does not include 11 million of euros as temporary investment of cash, but posted in not current asset, and so not included in net financial position. Net working capital on sales decreased from 28 to 21. The amount of investment affected during the year were over 11 million of euros, mainly due to the ordinary investment, but also to the acquisition, construction, or renovation of new production plants, which hit Wenzhou, Samarate, and Calenzano sites, with a cash outflows for over 6 million of euros. About the market, the most significant growth was registered for Italy, 22%, and in fact the direct distribution network that operates in Italy, both in industrial and in medical sector, were able to count on a range of products that was suitable for the requirements of our customer, together with no negative condition from the point of view of the ability of our customers to obtain financing for their investment in technologies. About the other market, Europe and the rest of the world, we are double-digit growth, and we confirm our global position with a weight of the foreign markets over the 8% of the total turnover of the group. The medical sector represents the 66% of the group sales, with an overall growth of 13%. The aesthetic segment grew by 14%. Surgery segment grew by 2% after the great leap forward of the previous year, thanks to the explosion of the Mona Lisa touch for the treatment of vaginal atrophy. But also positive was also the trend in urology field, in which Quanta system application for lithotripsin and for the treatment of BPH constitute a reference standard. Physiotherapy segment grew by 11% thanks to the ASA, our company in Vicenza. And once again, the increase in after-sales services and consumable is very important, close to the 23%. And beyond this physiological growth, due to the increase of the installed base, very significant was the contribution of the consumable. First of all, the optical fiber used in urology, and to the intense activity of upgrade of the installed system, especially for epilation. The industrial sector showed a growth of 23%. The growth of 29% in the coupling segment derives from the success of Chinese joint venture in Duan and Wenzhou, specialized on laser cutting system for sheet metal sold in China, but also from the great development phases of Cutlite Penta, our company in Florence, both in Italy and Europe. The company is specialized for laser cutting system for plastic and wood. Cutlite Penta is also recorded a good increase in sales in the marketing segment, where it operates with Otlas brand, and offering system for decoration of last surfaces, in particular for wood, textile, and leather. And in the same segment, operating successfully also LASIT, our company in Naples, which offers customized solution for serialization and identification of the products. The slight increase in sales of laser sources is a very good result for the year, because last year there was a one-time order not repeated this year. And industrial service revenues up 5% over the same period last year. Mayor, do you want to continue commenting about dividend and guidance?
Okay, we resolved, I mean, the shareholder meeting called at mid of May, we'll have to approve the proposal of the board of directors for a 40 cents of euro dividend per share to be paid within the month of May, while the board of directors of last Wednesday also released a 2017 guidance in which we said that sales are expected to grow over 5%, and on the EBIT level, we expect to be able to get close to the 2016 EBIT. I would like to spend a few words on the 2017 guidance, also with reference to the comments that were made in the press release and on our comments to the financials. The results of 2016 have been exceptionally strong, also due to some non-recurring events. First of all, the sale of Sinefer shares with an impact on extraordinary income and net profit, but also certain events that are accounted under current operations and had a beneficial impact on EBIT can be considered potentially non-recurring. Without getting in an undue detail, I am referring to large orders made by single customers or particular services provided under certain circumstances to certain categories of customers. For what concerns 2017, we are at the beginning of another year with great opportunities. In terms of growth, we see the strongest in the solid traction of our laser metal cutting business in China. This addresses the reference to the product mix. In the revenue ballpark of our budgets, the profitability in terms of EBIT of this segment, I mean the industrial segment, is still lower than what we were able to achieve in the medical sector. And therefore, we have a less favorable mix at the EBIT level. In terms of organizational changes, you have noted that from January 1st, Hélène and the group have a new general manager selected among our top managers to progressively streamline our multi-facility, multi-brand organization. And this in order, though respecting the general strategic address we have always followed, to have a multi-company, multi-brand approach, to maximize the benefits of the overall size of the group. We have already launched some local reorganization programs, like the one involving the distribution of medical lasers in Italy with a new Renaissance brand, covering today DECA and Quanta Systems sales network. More will take place moving forward, and this could generate some transition effects.
Bottom line, we are again posting a strong revenue growth for 2017, and as at the beginning of 2016, we are very cautious in the EBIT projection, because the 2016 benchmark is really very high as a reference hurdle. At this moment, we are done with our presentation, and so we will be happy to handle your questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Renato Gargiulo of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. My first question is about the aesthetic segment, because we have seen the, it still represented the major growth driver also in the fourth quarter, plus 22%. I was wondering, in terms of products, which are the major contributors to this top-line growth? Then the second question on China, after the recent investments, what is your current production capacity utilization? And then my last question is on Mona Lisa Touch. Could you provide us an update if there is one on its development on international markets? Thank you.
Thank you for the question, Renato. First, about the products that are contributing to our growth in the aesthetic segment. The products which are contributing to this growth are, first of all, the hair removal products, both the Alexandrite lasers by Deca, Motus AX, and by Quanta, Dueto and Domino, and the semiconductor diode laser by Asclepion and Stellog, the Mediastar. This for the hair removal segment, and we did very well also in the tattoo and pigmented lesion removal, we see the growth attributable mostly to the entrance in the picosecond market arena with the Discovery Pico laser by Quanta. About production capacity in China, we opened the new factory in Wenzhou during the summer. We have seen a constant growth in order bookings, and so we are slowly saturating also this capacity. Still, we have lots of room in growth in our capacity. As you know, or as some of you know, there is a further plan to support a projected further growth in demand of building another manufacturing plant nearby the manufacturing plant in Wenzhou that was opened this year. We purchased the land during the year, and following the agreement with the municipality of Wenzhou, and we are really on track on this strong growth development path. For what concerns Mona Lisa Touch, Mona Lisa Touch has been doing very well in 2016, has been doing very well in the United States, where it is distributed by Cynosure, very well in all the other markets. There are a few markets in which we're missing still the registration of the product. Nevertheless, we hope that this product will continue to contribute in a very strong way to our turnover in 2017. I would like to spend a couple of words on the acquisition of Cynosure by Hologic that took place 15 days ago, I mean a month ago at this point, was announced about a month ago. Being Cynosure, the number one distributor of the Mona Lisa Touch, having the exclusivity on the U.S. Territory, the acquisition of Cynosure is something quite significant for us. I would like to mention that the acquisition by Touch, by a medical-oriented company, being Hologic, a diagnostic company, shows a strong interest among the various products of the Cynosure product palette in the Mona Lisa Touch. And therefore, even though, as I mentioned before, as of today, Mona Lisa Touch is getting in the fourth year of distribution and therefore is encountering it is harder to continue grow on the segment. We are expecting an important support by the new shareholder, by the new owner of Cynosure, also in the support of Mona Lisa Touch.
Okay, if I may, a follow-up on this. So you are not expecting any major changes in your U.S. distribution, and internationally, are you seeing some scope to improve your current distribution network in any area? Thank you.
We are working. I mean, the point is that we have a distribution contract with Cynosure. So the fact that there is a new owner in Cynosure doesn't change our position with respect to such a contract, and we are very happy on how this contract is being handled by Cynosure. With all the rest of the, in the rest of the world, we are continuing our distribution. We have not changed partners, but in certain countries, we are working in order to support our distribution partners with the best clinical support that puts them in condition to market it best. Our product. This is the strategy that we have been following from day one, also with Cynosure, that had available an excellent support clinical package for Mona Lisa Touch, and this is what we are counting on the sale of Mona Lisa Touch going forward.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Pietro Solidoro of Banca Aletti. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. It's Andrea Bonfar from Banca Aletti. I got some couple of questions, if I may. One is related again, once again, on the Mona Lisa Touch. And during Hologic's conference call for the acquisition of Cynosure, it was specifically mentioned that they count on turbocharge the distribution of their products. Very likely this will have impact on 2018. I'm wondering if you are already in touch with the new, let's say, owner or with Cynosure to this prospective fallout of this acquisition, of the Hologic acquisition of the Cynosure. And if I may, I'm wondering, as far as industrialis is concerned, the Italian market in particular, do you see any, important growth thanks to the, incentive related with the accelerated depreciation? That's the second question. And then I got a courtesy detail. According to our numbers, the D&A on the last quarter last year were up 52%, which is in relative terms a sharp increase. We would like to know if there is any specific item that we should be aware of. Thank you very much.
Could you please, I didn't understand the last question. You mean there was a strong increase if there were specific matters?
Yeah, the D&A in the last quarter were up 52% to 1.6 million from 1.1 according to our numbers. So if you can elaborate on that, if there is any specific item that we should be aware of, if it's the new trend in D&A.
D&A,
depreciation and amortization.
Depreciation and amortization. What's in depreciation and amortization? Okay, let me start from the first. I'm not comfortable in releasing any detail about any potential conversation between our management, ourselves, and Hologic / Cynosure. I can give you a hint. Also, if you have looked to the company filings of Cynosure, they also provided, a sort of sales projection up to 2022, and Women's Health, which is Mona Lisa Touch, has strong growth over the next years. So this is all I am, able to tell you in this particular moment. In Italy, yes, of course, we are counting on the 4.0 industry depreciation incentive. This will take place over the next 18 months, and therefore it will be a steadily incentive, which anyway probably will not change that much the situation in 2017. It will probably make in Italy 2018 as a year with two different lives. The first half with strong demand and the second half with residual demand only. For this reason, we are working in order to take advantage of the increasing demand that we have experienced in 2016, that we are confirmed, I confirm we're having also in 2017, in order to expand our footprint also outside Italy and become stronger in order to be less and less dependent upon this incentive, which of course need to be addressed, and we don't need to be dependent upon these efforts. We were having a hard time in understanding your question on depreciation. I don't, probably we, I mean, there's nothing particular. Of course, we should make an analysis. Maybe, no, I don't see that.
The increase of depreciation amortization during the last quarter, comparing with the last quarter of last year, could be referring to the depreciation of new building that starts during the summer for Wenzhou and Samarate. I mean, could be a part of them.
The larger depreciable investments we have are the new buildings, of course. There weren't any particular write-offs or amortization on other assets booked in the period.
If I may, a last question. As far as the supply of laser sources to other, let's say, player, also in the light of recent M&A and recent consolidation in the sector, are you seeing any material uptick in your order or your potential commercial opportunities on that specific segment?
As Enrico Romagnoli pointed out before, if you look at the very small segment of laser sources sales within the industrial, it's very small. We manufacture many laser sources, but most of them are sold within our laser system. Anyway, you see that it was had a small increase, which actually is a large increase versus the market, because sales in 2015 had been mainly performed on a single PO order made by a single customer, which helped us to launch the facility. In 2016, sales have been on the whole market, and so if we net the 2015 sales from this one-time order, we would see a remarkable growth, and we are expecting a very interesting growth in this segment due to the reason you just mentioned too.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question is a follow-up from Renato Gargiulo of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
The guidance for CapEx for this year? Thank you.
Sorry?
We usually don't give a guidance for CapEx. I need to tell you that the guidance for the 2017 CapEx is quite uncertain, because we will keep normal rotation of capital, which is about 7 million, but there might be investments in real estate needed to enlarge our facilities in Vicenza and in Jena, but we don't know yet how much of this expense will hit year 2017, and how much of it will be rolling in 2018. This is due to the actual schedule of the building, which is not possible to be confirmed yet.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, so thank you for being with us. I'm hoping to meet some of you at the upcoming meeting in Milan. We will have 2 days of attendance. Our presentation will be held next Wednesday, the 22nd. Thank you for being with us, and have a nice weekend.
Bye-bye.